Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 20th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about striking workers of the National Railways of Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com and at www.voaindebele.com.
Senisebenze railway okweminyaka engu 22 kusukela ngo January 2015 kuze kufike kathesi asikaholi I transport allowance singe 7 months bengasiniki kula ma bonus aka 2014 abangasinikanga le bonus ka 2015 abasinikanga lezinye imali kusukusela ngo June 2015 kuze kufike kathesi babeziquma besithi ngama unbanked 80% besinika 80% of our salary bengasiniki 100% I 20% liyana besithi ngama unbanked
zvatiomera jara stress and mukatarisa kuti vana vari kudzingwa kuzvikoro tine zvikwereti kumarent tine zvikwereti kumazvitoro department of stores tine zvikwereti kuhama neshamwari dzakati pazvikwereti saka iye zvino okukwereti handisisina ndikati ndimukwerete toti anzwisisa noti allright unondipa rini handina payday saka handikwanisi kuzvikomita saka dambudziko tikuti kuti aiwa nyika yezimbabwe onaiwo dambudziko tinaro kana tichiti tikukwereta paya hatisi kuti tiri kutamba ndoo mamiriro azvakaita at the same time tiri kukumbirawo kuti hurumende yedu ibetsere vozi vakuru vari kutanzi hapana mari asi chiri fani chekuti mukatarisa panguva yakaita seinoi vari kuhaya vanhu vachivabhadhira nereti iri more than yavanobhadhira inomo employe if the management is so serious about our plight they should come up with a plan. We are not saying they give us all of it, but at least they give us something that we break even. We can pay those arrears, then manage to come to work. Why at least they give a payment plan in place. Then we can work, because we work with sophisticated machines. And can you imagine, if you make a mistake driving a locomotive, we're talking about in the range of 3 million, you will destroy a state enterprise. So how can we sacrifice ourselves? We have compromised up to 15 months.
Thanks once again for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening, we are talking about a protest over non-payment of salaries by workers of the National Railways of Zimbabwe.
More than 300 NRZ employees gathered at the Parastatals main Harare offices today, demanding outstanding salaries and allowances backdating to 2015.
They appealed for state intervention, saying they are now struggling to make ends meet.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number once more again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp on our number 001-202-465-0318.
Please note that we are streaming live right now on our Facebook pages. So join the discussion right now. What do we have right now? Do we have any person?
At the moment, we are looking at our guests first because we haven't had anything from our callers. But we are expecting our guests from the National Railways of Zimbabwe, workers' side, and the representatives of workers' union. Mm-hmm. So we hope we'll manage to get through because the phones were a problem. But maybe we can explain to our listeners and viewers. Yes. Mina ngichaya isiNdebele when our chaya is shona.
Yeah, lamta vele chaya is shona.
Chaya.
Yeah. Ngichola njani zulu kandaba. Chola njani zulu kandaba. Yeah. Lapha ke lamhlanje sikhuluma ngezisebenzi ezikaloliwe iNational Railways of Zimbabwe ezikade zidlubhedu lamhlanje kula ngale ke eHarare. Ezithi ke jonga zifuna imali phela abakabhadalwa okwe 17 months. Ezingathi 10 lesikhombisa ezinyanga. So ke bafuna imali yabo bathi uloliwe kasabhatali. Uyakhumbula kudala ukuthi kwakusenzakala nxa usebenzele e-railways.
Oh, zvaidadis.
Uzokutwa ngi-artist ngiloku laloku ngi-welder ngiloku laloku. Ukhawukela kakhulu.
Plate layer.
Yeah. Inantu yabona into enjalo.
Yes.
Yeah. So akutshela uZulu kuhamba njani kona.
Ndizvozvo. Hongu nhasi tiri kukurukura nematambudziko ari kutarisana nevashandi veNational Railways of Zimbabwe varatidzira nhasi muguta reHarare akasike kutanga kuratidzira. Vane nguva vachitomboungana nekugara pamahofisi ekambani yeNational Railways of Zimbabwe. Asi tinonzwa kuti mukati mekuratidzira kwavaita nhasi Gibbs nezuro kambani yeNational Railways yakapa inganzi pachirungu ultimatum kana kuti yakapa mutongo wekuti 24 hours mukati me 24 hours zuva rimwe chete vashanda vanofanira vadzokera kumabasa kukundikana kwavo vadzingwa mabasa. Kambani iri kushandisa yavari kuti Shoko's order yakabva kugurukota rezvevashandi amai Priska Mpfumira vakakurudzira kuti vashandi vadzokere kubasa. Saka tichanzwa nhasi kuti zvavabva vapinda pakuratidzira vasina kudzokera kumabasa vadzingwa here nekambani yeNational Railways of Zimbabwe. Tichanzwa izvozvo.
Yes, cereke umnumzana uFanuel Maskati uNRZ Public Relations Manager utabuye ezicasisa udaba lolu lamhlanje. Simelele ukuthi sizwe ngayo ukuthi uthini lokho sesimzama ecingweni. Sibona njalo sacela umnumzana uKenneth Nemajena yena kuAlmark Zimbabwe Amalgamated Railway Workers Union. Silethe ukuthi balungisa katesi amafona hana ahlupa kodwa
nasi nare dziri kunetsa nare dziri kunetsa tinoimba kuti tichakwanisa kutinge tichinzwa divire vashandirwe vanenge vachimirirwa navamaskati vanove mutauriri weNational Railways of Zimbabwe. Tonzwawo kudivire vashandi tichinzwawo vachimirirwa nava Kenneth Nemachena vanove munyori mukuru wesangano reAmalgamated Railways Workers Union. Tichanzwa kuti zviri kufamba sei. Totambira vamaskati, makadiva maskati. Terwa penyu asi nhare yacho nhasi nhare dziri kunetsa amene kuti nobudirira here kunzwanana zvakanaka. Gibbs, you can welcome Mr. Maskati.
Mr. Maskati, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
No, we are very fine. So what is going on at the National Railways of Zimbabwe, briefly?
What happened is that through the Ministry of Labor, we issued what we call a show cause order for the employees to keep them show whether why they are all in that site. And then after it was then requested that all employees should return to work to what is to be made. People are discussing. So they were given an ultimatum, and apparently now. It was given the seventh aspect was given to you going to go back to work. And I want to say in our song and management, we are appealing to employees to go back to work because we realize that if they go back to work, then that's when we can also be able to generate the new special tools running of trends, not our business, the signs running of trends.
But now that the workers, some of them, instead of complying with the order that the company issued yesterday for them to go back to work within 24 hours, they decided to take to the streets and demonstrate. What is going to happen now?
Well, we're going to appeal to them to go back to work because we still believe that dialogue is the more the best solutions in everything else. So we will see that at least those that can talk to comply to the appeal and the people's order, they should go back to work so that at least then we can take it from there. Otherwise, if they don't go back to work, then it means that now, I mean, you know, like I said, you know, when you're in the business of very trends, and if employees are not working, it means that we are losing assets. So we need to.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Maskati. Stay on the line. Gibbs, we have Mr. Kenneth Nemachena, who is the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Amalgamated Railways Workers Union. How are you, Mr. Nemachena?
We are fine. How are you, sir?
We are fine. Thank you for joining us on our live talk discussion. When you joined us, Mr. Maskati was just explaining that the company gave workers, striking workers, a 24-hour ultimatum. This was supported by the Shoko's order that came from the Minister of Labor, Ms. Prisca Mfumira, requesting or asking workers why you're on strike and you should be back to work within 24 hours. If workers complied with this 24-hour ultimatum from the National Railways of Zimbabwe?
It is true that the employer has given the workers an ultimatum that employees must return back to work. But unfortunately, a few have returned to work, and the majority have not yet returned back to work.
So for those who have decided not to go back to work, what are you going to do, or what are they going to do next?
As it is, the employees are saying they will return back to be paying at least something, salary, for them to be able to go back to work. The reason why they are failing to go back to work, it is that they don't have to transport themselves to go to work. Their families are suffering from hunger. They cannot even perform any duty when they have not been paid any cent. They are that is the reason.
Oh, the phones are a problem.
Yeah, they are a very serious problem. So we'll try maybe to call the two gentlemen back again, because the phones are really giving us a kickback in terms of the audibility. So now let's come back to you, Mr. Maskati. So what is the real fundamental problem at the NNZ? What's the problem, really? Thank you so much, Mr. Maskati. Let's do this. We'll call you back shortly, because the lines are really bad. So we'll call you back so that you can update us. But basically what you are saying is that, you know, because of the economic problems, that's why the National Railways cannot pay employees. And he was appealing for, you know, the employees to come to go back to work, like what, but according to Mr. Nemachina, they can't. So again, that's saying it's independent. Batin la papa mnumzala. Yeah, Zulu kuna poke okunye mnumzala uMaskati, yena ongu NRZ Public Relations Manager. Uti okuhluphayo ukuthi umnotho weZimbabwe ungani kawumanga kuhle. Ungamanga kuhle njalo ke kukhanya ngazani vele bangeke benelisa ukuthi babhadale izisebenzi. So uthi kuyabasinda kakhulu lokhu. Kodwa ke uyacela okwamanje ukuthi izisebenzi zibuyele emsebenzini. Ecela nje ucela ngokuthi abaningi kababuyela ngemsebenzini njengalokho okucelwe nguPrisca Mfumela onguminister weLabor. So bebacele sibili abantu ukuthi babuyele kumbe batshengisele ukuthi indaba bengekho emsebenzini, but abaningi bakhona bathi bangeke baye emsebenzini ngoba kuyahlupha kakhulu. So sizezwa-ke abanye abazibe besifonela khonapha ukuthi bathini.
dambudziko renhare tangatawana vaGeorge Ngiwane vanove veZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions mutungamiri weZCTU asi tanzwa kuti nhare yavo yadonha zvakare zvimwe chetewo nenhare yava nemachena saka pari zvino tichiri kutatarika Gibbs kuti vane vanhu vekutaura nawo asi nombotiwo de muchi
nesichona
yes
kumufuna kumazinjevele
ukuwepera pa ndosanganisa
yeah
nyaya iripo ndeyekuti vamasikati vanove mutauriri weNational Railways of Zimbabwe vatiwo kambani ine chido chikuru chekuti inge ichibhadhara vashandi vayo mari dzavo dzemihoro dzemwedzi inodarika gore kana gumi nemiviri yavasati vapiwa mari dzavo vamwe vasvika kuma 17 months vasati vawana mari asi dambudziko nderekuti mamiriro akaita nyaya dzeupfumi vanhu vese hanzi vanoziva kuti zvinhu zviri kuomera nyika saka kambani iri kuti aiwa dzokai titaurirane asi muri pabasa dambudziko raapo nderekuti vanhu vacho vari kuti hongu kudzoka tinoda asi tisina mari ye 17 months unotangira papi kuti usanise kuwana mari yebhazi yekuenda kubasa kuti munge muchitaudzana ndo pane dambudziko ndozvatsanangurwaona vane machena vange vane makadi aiwa tiri vapenyu chimbotangai nekutaura naGibbs
Mr. Ngiwane is good that you have actually joined us. So Mr. Ngiwane is the ZCTU president and is based in Gweru. That is the Middle East province. Mr. Ngiwane, so the ILO has been actually engaging the ZCTU and other stakeholders on this issue of non-payment of salaries of NRZ workers. What has happened right now?
Well, thank you very much. I mean, it's an issue that we seriously filled with. It's not only the NRZ, I mean, the NRZ. And we at the moment it's a real call for paracetamol because the lead the not paying that they use their salary. Then it becomes a problem. All the contact with them turn to not to be head salary to pay their employees. We have complained to the it is just the ILO that they are taking the lead in so far as the non-payment of the ILO that employees complain. But it is the CTU that complained to the ILO, because it's a requirement, that is workers affiliated with the ILO, if there are issues that we feel the ILO ought to intervene, we complain and write to them, citing those irregularities, particularly when they are perpetrated by government or paracetamol.
Saka vakati veILO tongoti nechizezuru de vangiwane nekuti tinoona kuti dambudziko nyika yese vazhinji varikungochema nenyaya yekuti havasi kupiwa mihoro kumakambani vane rubatsiro rero rwavachaita kana kuti vatora here matanho ekutanga kuti vange vachitaura nehurumende kana nevamwe vari kushandwa nawo
Hongu tinotenda. Noti kana tatanyura matamba zviya taita matambudziko kana pae zvichiitwa nehurumende. Tinenge tavanyorera hongu vanotora matano. Asi munoziva kuti masangana ANOUNATED NATIONS havatarisi kutora matano akaomarara asi vanotanga kutaura nehurumende. Votanga kutaura neaya mapato ose anokwanisa kubatsirana kuti zvinhu zviite zvakanaka. Saka izvozvi vari pasisi rokutaura nehurumende. Inotori nyaya yekuti kana hurumende inenge isina kutaura zvakanaka kuti zvidzidze nemazvo vashandi vavasalari zvavo. Inyaya tiri kuenda kumusangano ndiko kutora kwameko nekuti vamuna June ichataurwa pasi rose. Saka ndinotarisira kuti hurumende iri ikabatsirawo zvakare kuti sezvo nyaya yakuzikana pasi rose vagone kubatsira kuti NRZ kana pane zvingaitwe ngazviitwe kuti vashandi vagone kuwana mari dzavo.
Aiwa maita rambai muri parunare Gibbs.
Yes, change sinti kuona baba Ngiwane ubona ngazani udaba lolu luzaphetha ngani ore NRZ.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu baba kuti udaba lolu into ebuhlungu kakhulu man. Ngoba singakhangela kathesi konke nje esikuzamile ukuthi kwenzakale izinto zezimali zawo. Kunzima into ekhona yikho nezokhulumeni bethu kukhanya ngani vele kasetha ndivala abantu. Ngoba i-NRZ yikampani kahulumende but ungakhangela kungaba nama-activities ezanu-PF kungaba namanye ama-activities akutana westate iyadonate izimali ihambisa kuhulumende kube kuzanu-PF activities umori ni wazo kutika lakwa hori ndo experience hii ndi alawe ngakwa nisi kupata ndikodemeni
mhm yes ya kuzawa kulubambi kuna punga hika chana so for the benefit of those that don't understand ndebele Mr. Nkiwane was saying that at times the NRZ donates to you know the government whenever there is some anniversary or you know something like of that nature. You know, he says they do that, but at the same time the NRZ cannot pay salaries, you know, for its employees. So he says that's a big question mark there.
Maybe
so
we can have Mr. Masikati to respond to that. Mr. Masikati, Mr. Nkiwane just said that the NRZ manages to donate to activities that are being or that are run by ZANU-PF or the government, but cannot afford to pay its own employees who are generating those monies that are donated. May you react to that?
I'm not aware of that myself, as far as I'm concerned. So I can't comment much, but I'm not aware of that one.
So now, what is the end game here in terms of the NRZ paying its workers? What is going to happen, Mr. Ambassador?
No, like I said, we were still deciding to look. Right now, what we the other study that we embarked on is to try and also concentrate on the issue of the interparastatal test, where we also know the other government ministries for other presidents that owe us money. And that is the money that recently, the other month, we got some payments from other companies that owe us. So we're trying by all means to make sure that whatever money we are owed, in addition to the other existing companies now that we are doing this with regrets. That is what we also hoping that now, since we are heavily in the movement of what of grain,
Maybe we've lost him again.
Tichemira wa Masikati wa nema chena ngoti de panyaya ya taurwa na wa Masikati yoguti kambani iri kutarisira kuti ingangowa na mari kubva kune vane zvikwereti zvayo pamwewo nebasa rave kuye zvine zviri kutakurwa kwechibage mungakwanisa kuzviteerera here zvekuti mungadzokera pabasa muchitarisira izvozvo.
Vachandi vari kutarisira kuti vanofanirwa kutanga vapuwawo something pamwedzi gumbi nemushani vasina kana chavawana achingoenda kubasa asingahori achingoita free labour. Saka tinotarisira kuti NRZ kana kuti hurumende yezimbabwe chai chai inofanirwa kupindira pakadai ona kuti inoita sei nekambani yayo nekuti ndiyo the main shareholder.
Mwana wemushandi weNational Railways of Zimbabwe vari kuita gore rekutanga paUniversity asi vakadzingwa pachikoro nenyaya yekuti baba namai vakundikana kuvabhadharira mari yechikoro. Mukoma Jeremiah makadi? Mukoma
Jeremiah?
Tanzwa nhau yenyu yekuti mabuda muchikoro nenyaya yekuti makundikana kuwanirwa mari yekubhadhara kuchikoro. Mungatsanangura pamusoro penyaya?
Ya, zvokuitira ndezvekudai so inini baba vangu vanoshanda kuRailways. Saka manje handizivi kuti vanenge vachiita kuti tisesei kutwa kwachita vari kutidzinza pacollege vari kuti kana tisina kubhadhara maschool fees hatikwanisi kuramba tichienderera mberi. Saka hatichazivi kuti isusu here vana vevashandi veRailways takusrapa here kuti nekuti kambani haikwanisa kubhadhara vashandi vayo kana kuti hatichazivi kuti tichia kuisvika because kutikano pa zvichemo kuchikoro kwachona vari kuramba kugamukira zvichemo zvedu vachiti we have to pay the school fees. Yet it takes them up for only South Asia. That is not Vietnam, that is what it is. I never said to be released. That was in Randy School.
Munenge muchinopa zvichemo muine matsamba here ari kubva kukambani ye National Rail of Zimbabwe iri kutaura kuti aiwa mubereke wake tine mari yake tichazomupa kana zvinhu zvanaka mbobvumidzai mwana wake kupinda muchikoro.
So far matsamba havasipana havari nechete havana kana zvavari kugamuchira vari kuti hapana kana chaunokwanisa kuuya chinokwanisa kuti upide kuti ugamuchirwe kudzoka kuchikoro. Matsamba havasi kupiwa kubasa vari pastrike, saka hapana tsamba yavanokwanisa kuti vapiwe kubasa ivo vari pastrike.
Ya, hii dambudziko rakaoma. Asi nechirungu ndipindurai kuti imimi, you are a son of a National Railways of Zimbabwe worker, you are a first year student who was kicked out of school due to non-payment of fees. What do you want the National Railways of Zimbabwe do to help you go back to school?
What I want is only for the National Railways to pay for the for the workers, so that we might survive in our own, and we can be able to go to school.
Thank you so much, Mkoma Jeremiah Gibbs. This is a
very sad story.
Yeah, it's a sad story. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not the only one who is out of school. Mm-hmm. Many people. Many children, school-going children, are out of school because of non-payment of school fees. And it's affecting many people.
Mr. Nemachela, how many NRZ employees are there? And in terms of families, what is the impact of this on, you know, these families?
This has caused a serious impact because the majority of the people who are on operation have not returned back to work. And the kids are, there is no production. The employees who are supposed to pull the traffic are saying they cannot go back to work without having been paid something. The only people who are at work are the administrative employees who work in the offices. But those who pull the train drivers, the shunters, the carriage and wagon examiners who repair the trains, they are saying they want something. And for example, the job of a carriage and wagon examiner, we have to eat. So we would be able to do the job. For someone to be able to drive the train, you have to eat. Because you cannot drive the train while you are hungry.
Mwedzi unouya vanogona kunge vakutanga kugumura. Zvii zvamunga akurudzira seZCTU vangiwani?
Mazuva zvinotamba ndedambudziko ramuri kuona kuitika mukati menyika yekwedu. Rekuti chokwadi kuti mwana ari pauniversity ndeupenyu hwenyika yamakatarisa kuda kuumba nyika yamangwana kwete yanhasi. Hurumende iripo akuregedza vana vachidzingwa. Asi kutaura kuti NRZ.
Sorry, Mr. Kiwane, I'll request you. Mr. Kiwane, I'll request you to hold on there. Hold on, we'll come back to you. Sorry, we wish to say goodbye to our radio listeners. But for those who can watch us on Facebook and Twitter and all those kind of platforms, we are saying join the discussion right now. And our guests, please stay on the line.